At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Liebowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, what a wonderful show we have in store for you. I am so, so happy to have an old dear friend back in studio with us. I'll introduce him in just a moment, but first, of course, I know you've been waiting all week long. You've been practicing your practical spirituality tip of the week all week long. And we have Selena with us again today for a brand new tip of the week. How are you, Selena?
I'm very well, Sam. How are you? Sounds like you're perfect. You're doing very well over there.
Absolutely. I'm going on vacation next week. I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
So what do you have for our audience this week, my dear?
Well, I wanted to share a phrase that has great meaning that I read in the newsletter of a wonderful sound vibration teacher named Tom Kenyon. Are you familiar with his work, Sam?
Tom Kenyon. I've heard the name, but I'm
wonderful,
not really familiar with his work.
You should Google him.
Okay.
His work is quite wonderful. And there was a sentence that struck me that I wanted to share with everybody today and talk a little bit about it. Here's the phrase. As you do the work of spiritual awakening, hold your being in self-compassion with no self-indulgence. And I love that because, you know, when you look at it, as you do the work of spiritual awakening, hold your being in self-compassion, which we all need because, you know, the face of love, kindness, understanding is what we need to hold as we build our, as we do our spiritual work. Because the first step of building our light, or one of the first places we go, is to build our awareness. And when we develop our awareness, we see our humanity. And, you know, we see that sometimes we say silly things, or we don't have positive thoughts, or we lose ourselves to our emotions. And so holding ourselves in kindness is important so that we don't get distracted by negative energy or guilt and self-criticism. So I love it. Hold yourself in self-compassion with no self-indulgence.
Right.
And the indulgent part, I looked up the word because I love looking up words.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I get the self-compassion part. What does he mean by self-indulgent?
Well, the origin of indulgent means giving free rein to. So my interpretation, and we can all have our own interpretations because I didn't speak to Tom about this, but my interpretation, I'd love to hear yours as well, If we don't want to give free rein to self, what it, you know, if we do give free rein to self, there's no oversight, there's no accountability, there's no looking at our behavior because it's just giving free rein to. So giving compassion to ourselves without losing ourselves, without having free rein, which would involve the ego, right? If you give free rein, you're letting the ego come in and go wherever it wants. So it's kind of, it's having compassion for yourself as you go through the process, but don't get self-indulgent in it. Don't get lost in it. Don't give free rein to whatever pops up. That would be my interpretation. I'd be curious about yours.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, indulgence, you know, tends to be like getting carried away with something. So, I mean, kind of similar, but yeah, you don't want to get overly indulgent. You don't want to get overly carried away. Which would be basically getting out of balance. You know, it's kind of, you know, sort of keeping that balance to some extent, though you know me lately, I've been a big believer in that self-care and self-nurturing, so that there is a difference between self-nurturing and self-indulgence.
Right.
And that's one of the things I think as we do this work, and as you mentioned before, we become more and more aware of things in general as we awaken, but that means we also become more aware of all our little flaws, all our little things we do wrong, and that's the time when we really need to show ourselves more compassion more than
Absolutely.
Any other time.
As you do the work of spiritual awakening, hold your being and self-compassion with no self-indulgence. Love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Selena. It's wonderful. I guess we'll be talking to you next month because next couple of weeks I'm going to be away and then we have Thanksgiving. So you get a few weeks off.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you very much. You take
okay,
care.
Sam,
all the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you guys are enjoying our dear friend Selena Maitreya and her beautiful Practical Spirituality Tips of the Week. You can find out all about her at her website, which is selenamaitreya.com. So now, it is such a pleasure and such a joy because this man, I've probably had on my show more times than anybody else. He is an honored and esteemed guest, one of the first few healers I probably had on back when I first started doing my show back in 2010,
wow.
Believe it or not, Damien. Damien Nguyen hails originally from Ireland, though now you're pretty much settled in Germany, right? In Munich, is it?
In Berlin. Yes, and recently I just decided the other day I'm moving to Greece. So I'm moving to
Greece?
An island in Greece.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So
beautiful.
That'll be the base.
And Damien is... one of these individuals who I think many people can relate to at very much a normal, regular sort of practical life that until you kind of hit a wall and then, you know, got a healing that mm-hmm. had an amazing effect to really open you up to spirit. And I think kicking and screaming,
yes.
You got pulled along this path of spiritual development and healing and energy work. And not like a lot of people who like always had it somewhere in their life and always doing something for you. It was really a challenge to kind of come from a very sort of traditional life to end up walking full blown. I mean, you've been doing this work full-time now for how many years?
Well, it opened up about 15 years ago, actually.
Wow.
And I've been on the road like for the last couple of years, but really on the road. I have been home in the last few months, actually, for about 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
On and off. Yeah, so there's a big transition happening in my life. And
wow.
I feel so grateful because, I mean, I'm working in so many different places and working with so many amazing people, and we're all activating each other. And it's
yes.
incredible how we're all... coming together now as unity and supporting each other grow. And this is a huge transition in the field, and it's beautiful because the resistance is breaking down between personality levels with healers and different light workers, and we're coming together as a community, which I love.
Yeah.
And the light grids itself, it's like one big family, and it's activating in each city that I work in, and it's running alone, and it really has that feeling of family, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really spreading, and it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, so you can really feel the difference from when you first started doing this work.
Absolutely.
Working with people, as you said, it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
And over that time, I mean, we've had some tremendous shifts in the planet. But, there's still that kind of, especially given the recent elections here in the United States, there's still people who are like, oh my God, but look at all this awful stuff, and look, oh, this happened and that happened. But at the same time that there are all these outward signs of more chaos erupting, that there really is in the energetic nature of what's going on now, there is an evolving, there is a flowering of consciousness, there is a reaching towards or a stepping towards that unity consciousness that everyone has been talking about.
Absolutely. What I've been working more with in the last year, and it's getting more and more, is I'm going into the genetic system and working with the genetics. Spirit has been guiding me to work with the genetic system, because we've been working, a lot of spiritual people have been working in the higher realms, but we haven't really worked on our homework here in the body.
Right.
And it's for spirit to come down into the physical body and all the aspects of us to embody, and for the genetic system to work. So what I'm doing is I see the universe spinning like this vortex through the universe, and the sun is guiding us. And we're going into new frequency, and it's different frequency. And these frequencies are actually pulling us out of the body if we don't clean up the genetic system. And
this is for you, I mean, this is kind of like a natural evolution from what I've seen over the years. Because as I recall, like the work a few years ago was working around like past life traumas and traumas in this life, and then that evolved into sort of working on the bloodlines and the ancestors and past ancestors and future descendants, and now it kind of like going deeper into, now you're talking genetics on
genetics,
a very
yes.
subtle level.
So what I'm working with is the whole thing. I'm still working with everything else I've been working with, but I'm working from the zero point, going into the center of the center of the center of the zero point. And from this point is all creation. And when I respect the whole system, every system, the religious, the banking, political, every system, and go into the zero point, all the system will work with me. And I can have instant transformation in my whole field, physically, emotionally, on every level. So I'm connecting on all levels, all frequencies at once from the zero point. And from that creation point, you can change everything and everything changes. But you need first to clean your genetics. I see that when I look at somebody and look at the DNA, I can see the light frequencies running out, running through. And so first it's like to connect us to each of the stars and the planets as we're traveling in the universe, that we're connected to them, clean these lines, and then work with the genetic system. And for example, if your father is, after moving, if he's ill and you put him into the child seat, there's a disturbance in your genetics, and your genetics will stop flowing. So when I look at the energetic field, it gets weaker in the person, or they get blockages in the person, and you get very heavy because it's not flowing. So what I work with is like the switchboard, putting everybody in the right place, supporting to go into the right place genetically, only genetic families, and working through your genetics. When the genetics come in, the DNA transforms in this vortex, in this spiral as well, and you're not being thrown around. So it's like I was saying, like, well, we're in this rocket at the moment, and you're in the cockpit. When you're in the zero point and when your genetics are flowing, it's a very smooth ride. But when you're out of the zero point, it's like being in the back of the rocket and you're getting bumped around all over the place. And this is what's happening with a lot of people, because they're out of their genetic system. Some part of the family is not correctly in the genetic system. And this really affects us. So once you're in, then you can hold a higher frequency, and then you can really be grounded in your body. So it's not to escape out of the body, but really embody in the body and then go to the higher frequency then.
And I really just want to clarify for the audience who are listening who aren't familiar with Damian Wynn's work, that when we're talking about working on the genetics and working on the frequencies, we're talking on working on an energetic level, on sort of a very subtle level, sort of with intention, with presence, with our spiritual essence. But even though this is sort of very energetic, and I know to some people it sounds very woo-woo, I mean, people experience real physical changes, and having been at many of Damian's sessions, and I've felt it for myself, not even during the session, but even after the sessions, you'll see the results and the consequences of the work having been done.
And it works on the whole family. And what's beautiful about it is it's immediate. That is right. Like, I'll give you an example. There was a lady, she came into one of my events and she was crying. I looked, her system was completely overloaded. And the words which normally people use is, I feel overwhelmed. Yeah. That's a very good, that's like a red flag to say, okay, there's somebody in the wrong genetic place. As soon as she was in the child's or the mother's seat with her mom, and as soon as she switched it, within seconds, you could see that her whole energetic field changed. And she said, I feel good, I feel relaxed, I feel peace, I feel safe, and I feel healthy, you know? And it changed the relationship immediately with the mom. So everything, her whole family changed. So this is the way the genetics work. If you're carrying somebody else's seed, or is there somebody else in your relationship, seat that shouldn't be there. The genetic system of the family gets confused and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have this in their system, that they're overwhelmed.
Right.
And this is usually what it is. Someone in the system, the family system, is not in the right place.
Right, right. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let us take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll kind of continue about how this work has evolved and the changes and sort of the latest patterns that have been emerging. And of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask your own questions to Damien or myself, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Hassania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
That's our dear friend of the station, Austin Marola, former host of the Music Power Hour, and his wonderful songs. You know, Damien, that's kind of how I felt ever since I first met you. With the work that you do, is you're one of the most clear healers that I know of, in that you're very present and you're very free of judgment of people, so that when, you know, somebody comes to you and I've seen you be so patient with people and people that I've seen at, like, who come to like all these different healing events and are always looking for someone to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still sort of hold your presence and not sort of give in to their neediness, but at the same time, kind of help them to feel whole again, which mm-hmm. is what we're really all looking for, isn't it?
Yeah. The foundation of the work that I do is to support someone to come back into their power.
Right.
To really, the power is in everybody. The light is in everyone, and all the answers are inside them. So I just support somebody to find that in themselves again, and hold that space and compassion for everybody, and non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And we don't know anyone else's story. We haven't been in their shoes.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've had many lessons where I felt, oh my God, look at that person or something. And then, mm-hmm. you know, when I really open up the space, then I say, oh my God, this is terrible, you know? So we don't know what someone's gone through. We don't know anyone else's journey. So we've no right to judge anyone.
Right. Yeah. You know, sometimes those people who annoy us the most you know, because they think, oh my God, how can they be like that and this and that? You don't know their story, and then you may find out they were abused horribly as a child, or you know, they've suffered some tremendous loss in their life. But oftentimes, I always say to people, if someone's really triggering you, it's because there's something within yourself that really relates to what they're showing to you, and you kind of don't want to really see it. So it's like you have to distance yourself by judging it a little bit.
They have a huge gift for you.
Yes.
I did a workshop recently in Turkey, and on the first day with the group, I asked everybody to pick person in the room who really triggers them or brings up something in them. And I went through it myself, so I picked somebody, and you know, we worked together, and what happened was it was the most beautiful group, because they start realizing that, wow, well, it's all, a lot of it was past life related, but we start to see, I got them to explain and talk to each other, what are you feeling in your body when you connect with this person, and tell them, and you tell each other, and as you're telling each other, it's cleaning.
Yes.
And then each person found that what they were triggered by actually is in them. And that's what, as you said, they didn't want to look at.
Right.
And it transformed them. And it was so beautiful, the group. It was beautiful.
I bet.
Everybody says, wow, I've never been with a group that we connected so well. It was so precious to see this. It was amazing. And it was funny the next day, because people were going, oh, it's you today, I need to talk to you. But we were doing it, you know, it was unconditionally, and none of us took it personal, you know. We felt, oh, it's just another gift to share,
it
really is, it's a gift to share,
absolutely,
you know. And it's such a huge gift for someone to come and say, listen, you're triggering me. I feel terrible around you, you know? So I had a line of people waiting on me.
Hard to believe. That's so funny. Now, you travel like almost all the time, but you tend to, like, you know, you go to certain places around the world, and where, you know, people already know you, and then you end up going back there, you know, a few months later.
Yes.
Have you noticed over the last several years that every time you go back to a place, is it different? Does it feel different? Does it feel the same?
It's different. The very first evening, usually, there's a lot of resistance in the field. And so that the first evening usually is a bit, yeah, I can feel it really, and everybody feels it. And usually there's a few things happening around, like usually there's a strike on, or there's an accident on the motorway that people can't come to the event. And then next day, it's open, and it gets so light and so free. And then we start getting higher and higher into different frequencies, but it's much smoother. And then when we leave, it's like this big open heart space, and it's beautiful. But yes, I do feel in every country and every city I work, it's got a different energy and different vibration, and the land has a different vibration.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. I love this. And it's bringing, you know, to meet so many gifted people, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And you tend to also attract a lot of people who are healers themselves. A lot of people who are light workers end up getting drawn to you.
Yeah, absolutely. In the medical world, doctors, politicians, artists, all sorts of people are coming. And it's, the work is much more grounded now. And it's more, you know, it's very practical in the fact that, well, what's going on in your relationship, you know, you can literally change it immediately. And what's happening with your family, like family topics are usually related because there's somebody in the wrong seat. And as soon as we transform it, then the family changes as well. So people are immediately seeing results on all levels, on a very practical level in their life. You know, it's affecting their health, it's affecting their relationships, it's changing the relationships with the children. It's really, people are really seeing it, appreciating it. And what I like about it is when I'm constantly teaching people on everything I do, I teach continuously and empower them, so they leave feeling that I can do it myself. And I love that. I love that they don't need me.
So they truly are empowered, that they don't have to feel like they're relying on you. That basically, like, you're there to fix them. They're beginning to feel like, I can do this for myself. I can help myself to feel better.
And then what happens is a new awareness opens up, that you can start seeing what aspects of you have been playing which isn't belong to you. For example, there can be belief systems that's running. I give you an example. There was a lady who came to me, and her grandmother basically was in a relationship, had the children, and then the husband left. And then her mother had the same thing happen. Then she had the same thing happen. Now her children has the same thing happen. Okay. So this was from grandmother.
Right.
So
right.
None of them had relationships anymore. And it was because there was a belief system which grandmother installed into the family system.
Right, everybody
thought, this is me, this is my life, this is my topic. It wasn't. It was grandmother's.
Right.
So we gave it back and it opened a space up for new relationships. So a lot of us, I see that we're born, you know.
Let me just stop you for a second. So when you say you gave it back,
yeah,
you know, people can be sort of aware that they're living into this pattern existed sort of in their family lineage, but that doesn't necessarily help them to change it. When you mean give it back, how are you giving it back to the grandmother?
So the way I see it is that we're born with, I was going to say, we're born into a body. If you want to imagine yourself like a vessel of, I see it like tea. We're born into tea or coffee, you know? And we're looking through this tea and coffee. But the tea and coffee is actually the memories field of, you know, in your genetics of mom, grandmother, or going back further, okay?
Right.
So you see through grandmother's eyes. You see through mom's eyes.
Right.
So this is affecting the way I see myself, the way I see the world, the way I see my partner. And what I'm doing is supporting the field. And the thing is, when you're in the tea, you think you are the tea. So when you go into the zero point and I am that I am, it shows up what has not belonged to you. And then these are gifts. They're actually gifts you're giving back. So, for example, you could be giving back a depression to your mother. Okay. And it's not overwhelming her. You've taken the keys for transformation of that depression from your mom unconsciously. And you have them. When you give it back, she can transform the depression, or maybe it's coming from great-great-grandmother, and it goes back through the ancestral lines. So all the genetic topics can be transformed when you give it back in the right order, and people feel the results immediately. So you can clean. So
how do you know what the right order is?
Zero point. When you go to the zero point, it shows up. The system shows up, everything. It's so simple. This is what I'm teaching people to do, that they can see it, that they perceive it, and you don't have to be like me. It's like everybody in the workshops are incredibly amazed that they're getting it, and you get it in the right order, and you know where it comes from, and it cleans from the system immediately. It's fantastic. It's beautiful to see. I feel so blessed to pass these gifts on to people and to see them empower and feeling that they have the gifts and they can use them.
Do you find sort of similar patterns throughout the different places around the world that you're doing your workshops? Are there sort of similar things that you're finding people need to sort of give back to their ancestors?
Well, it's different in every place. You know, as I say, well, in Turkey, there was a lot of different topics which would be different to Germany. And in Germany, I was working last week and I was working with giving back the Nazi energy. So it's many different things in different topics and different fields.
Okay. Well, you just did something here last night in New York. You just got here yesterday or the day before.
That's correct, yes.
What kinds of things came up last night?
So last night was really about who is running you. What it means is, first I will check, are you in your genetic seat yourself? If you're not in your genetic seat, and I'll give you an example. I know myself, I wasn't originally. I was out of the body a lot, which means that I'm not in my genetic seat. And if I'm not in my genetic seat, then somebody else can get into it, okay? And I can be influenced. So I was influenced by my grandfather. I was influenced by an aunt I didn't know. And so this is what we were working on last night. And when there's somebody else in your seat, you can be doing a job or in a relationship for somebody else. And you don't feel satisfied from your job. You don't feel satisfied from your success.
Right. So it's kind of... you know, you're doing things for reasons you don't even realize.
Exactly.
And because they're not your reasons, there's no satisfaction.
Spirit is not satisfied.
Right. So everything feels kind of hollow.
Exactly. Yeah. No matter how much you do or how much success you have, there's a feeling inside of lack of not being satisfied.
Right.
So I worked with cleaning this, giving them back their seats, their genetic seats, because they didn't want them themselves. And taking back your seat, taking back your life, giving them back their life and their belief systems and their sexuality.
I see. And is it always in sort of an ancestral line, or could it be, you know, people not related to you?
It can be people not related to you as well.
Right.
And also it can be related to past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, for example, in your relationship seat, which is very common, if you were married before, the partner can still be in your relationship seat, and your partner in this life cannot get in or doesn't feel comfortable in it because there's somebody else there. So what I do is I work with past life systems to give back, say, the wedding ring and the vows to that life system, and to take you back, your freedom back. And this frees up the relationship seat.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay. Time for us to take another quick commercial break. Everyone, please stay tuned. Again, if anyone would like to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. My guest this hour is healer Damian Nguyen, and we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I believe in the good things coming. I believe in the good things coming. Out of darkness, light are pumping. Into white light, all things running. Who have I been? Who am I becoming?
Some new music. Yes, we're adding some new music to the station. That's Nako and Medicine for the People, a wonderful Native American singer I've recently been introduced to, and really love his music. Very spiritual, too, at the same time.
I love the music on this show every time. I sort of regret when you toned it out.
I know. It's really good stuff. What kinds of... when a group comes together...
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that usually different people in the group will have sort of similar kinds of patterns or issues that they're dealing with? With, you know, maybe one evening there's a lot of grandmother issue, another evening could be father issue, another evening it could be relationship issue.
What I realized years ago was that the more personal I went within myself, mm-hmm. basically on that evening, it basically was more personal with everybody, because I realized a field, what we think is our personal topic, is a field topic. And we just looked through RT and put our own system on it, you know?
Right.
But
right.
really, it's the same topic which is coming up, because I feel that we're running through the universe, like the sun is guiding us through this vortex running right. through the universe.
Right.
And it's bringing different frequencies. Different frequencies bring them different topics. And we're nice. All in the same similar topics at the one time, I feel.
Right.
Just we look through different glasses.
Right. Right.
So within the group field, it's amazing. The feedback always actually is felt like, wow, I just thought it was you and me in the room. Thank you so much. You did everything for me, you know? And I was like, well, actually,
it feels so personal.
So personal. So personal.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's beautiful.
You've been doing this work for a while now. Does anything about the work still surprise you?
Every time. Every time I work, it's different. That's what's surprising. Well, I feel so naive. And Esther, my manager, I know, and the team in Germany, they always laugh at me, you know?
Yeah.
I say, wow, it's changed so much, you know? And they're like, come on, Damon, it's always changing, you know? Every time I work, it's different frequency. You can hold a different space. It's totally different. It's right. so beautiful. I never get bored.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, change is good. It keeps things interesting.
I love it. And the more you open up to change, the more space there is for change.
Yeah.
So I'm always letting everything go. I always like see myself like a blank slate every time I work, because I go into that zero point and I let all structures go, and it's always fresh. It's always new. And it's beautiful. It's always perfect.
Yeah. Because
the field will show up the topic and the field always has the how to transform it. It shows up always the two. Always the two. So once you let go of all your old concepts and you work with the field shows the topic up, and I haven't got a clue how to transform it, by the way, when it comes in.
Right.
It gives immediately the information on how to transform it. So
right.
I let all my knowledge go during the group, anytime I'm working, and open a space up, and the topic comes into the field. And as I say, then the new way of transforming it comes in.
Do you find people tend to be more resistant to transforming certain kinds of topics or certain
yes,
kinds of
well,
things?
Yes, well, the pain body, definitely. The pain body they're always escaping from. But I've found another way to do that really easily. So
oh, really?
It's fine.
How's that?
Well, I was working with Peter Levine, and he showed me a new way of working that when you work with, for example, you know, you just imagine when, you know, if you imagine the last time you were angry or enraged, you know, and then you follow it, you trace it in the body and see a color or a shape, and you stay with it. You don't try and change it. It's important not to change it and observe it. And through the simple observation, it starts changing. It starts transforming. So it can release really deep trauma or abuse this way. It's incredible, because it's in, and you stay present in your emotional body, and it's cleaned the memory, cellular memory from the emotional body. I love it. It's really beautiful.
So just to hold the presence, and I've heard in the past also some people say, like, open more space for it.
For this, it's really just to stay with it.
Just to stay with it.
Just to stay with it. Don't try and do anything with it. Observe it. And just it transforms, and then you observe the new color or the new shape and transform. And it's amazing. It transforms the deepest trauma from the memory field of the emotional body and of the cells. I love it. And spirit. It's beautiful.
Do things feel different to you today? I mean, just in general, than say 2-3 years ago?
Fantastic. I love it.
Really?
At the moment, for me, it's really, oh, it's so peaceful. It's so fast. It's amazing. Like, I'm getting on and off planes and moving so much into different areas, but I'm just amazed at my body and myself that I can do it.
Really?
Whereas, you know, my old belief system was like, my drama would come up, or, you know, different things. Oh my God, I have to go here again or go there again. But it's easy. It's getting more fluid. So I will be taking more time off and creating more space in the next year.
Right.
And a lot of rejuvenation in, you know, when I'm living in Greece. But it's more peaceful. It's more at home and more stable. The more I clean my genetic system, I haven't got the resistance, because the new frequencies were running through my system and they were showing up all the old stuff which wasn't belong to me. And it wasn't flowing through right. And when it was flowing through me, it was making me tired. It was making me confused. It was making me exhausted.
Right.
But as I clean my genetic system, it's flowing exactly back to the right ancestor, you know, to transform that topic. And it runs through the whole family line. And it's really beautiful. So it's really smooth. I feel really clear inside with the new work.
Is there something simple you can give to the audience who maybe haven't had the opportunity to experience your work, you know, since we're heard like all over the world? You know, something simple that people can do to kind of get a sense of...
Absolutely. I can connect people right into their genetic system immediately.
Okay.
So everyone, I'd ask you all to just imagine, just connect with your heart for a moment and say to your heart and to every cell in your body, I am that I am. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am that I am. To every cell,
that I am.
You're going to take ownership of every cell of your soul. I am that I am. Now say it to the entire universe, I am that I am. The entire universe, I am that I am.
I am.
Every timeline, every dimension, every past life, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Excellent. Now, from your core, breathing down from your heart through your tailbone, and imagine an energetic tailbone like the Avatar movie. And bring it down into the crystal in the center of Mother Earth. And like a hand at the end of the tailbone, wrap it around the crystal. Yeah. I am that I am down your tailbone into the crystal. And from the crystal, invite Mother Earth to support your spine, your nervous system, your cells, your body. And breathe in more space, more light, and relax. Good. And now from your feet, you've got light roots, not the roots of the tree, light roots, energetic light roots. I am that I am through your light roots.
I am that I am.
They're spreading deeper, wider. Light roots. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
And now invite Mother Earth to breathe up through your roots. Beautiful. Into your cells, into your blood, into your whole system. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Beautiful. Now from your heart, you want to own your channel. So we go all the way up through the pineal gland, center of the brain, all the way up to source. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Higher. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Own your channel. Widen your channel. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Right up to creation. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Now invite creation down through your channel, into your cells, into your blood, into your roots. Very good. It's creation in the cells. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Expansion. Okay. Now make a statement. I am in my genetic system.
I am in my genetic system.
I'm not moving for anyone. I'm in my genetic system.
I'm not moving for anyone. I am in my
genetic system. Okay, now you're all getting more rooted. Okay, I am rooted in my genetic family system.
I am rooted in my genetic family system.
Excellent. Okay, so now you're getting more embodied. You're getting into it. Good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Okay, so now I'll just do a quick clearing. So anyone else who's genetically in your seat, I ask them to go back to their own genetic seat. Everyone who's in your genetic seat, go back to your genetic seat. I give you your life back. I give you responsibility for your life back. To anyone who's in my genetic seat, anyone, I give you your belief systems back. I give you your sexuality back. I am my genetic seed. And then we release any hooks or contracts that we made with them as a child, because it's normally when we're a child. Good. And I give them their heaviness back. I give them their depression back. I give them back all the mental illness, their emotional body. And I take my life back, my freedom back, my joy back. Now I'm just going to work with whoever, if these spirits didn't make transition. So I'm going to support them to make transition now. Clearing any fears of debt from them and giving them back what belongs to them from my system. The golden light's opening. Good. Now more of them are going through the light. They're making transition. Their guides and helpers and family members are helping to go through the light. Breathing into your heart. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
And some of them want to give us gifts into the heart, so we accept the gifts. Releasing these hooks now and lines. Good. Complete. Done. Taking your life back. Taking your joy back. And taking responsibility for your own life back. Take responsibility for your voice back. Responsibility for your health back. Take your power back from anyone you gave it to. I am that I am in my genetic family system.
I am that I am.
More space in you, more light. Take your space back. Take your freedom back. Take your creativity and your talents back. And relax. More light in the cells. Okay, and if you imagine yourself like a sand timer, let the sand, you're the top part, so the bottom part's in Mother Earth. Let the sand flow. Breathe in and let the sand flow through your energetic roots. More space in you, breathing in. And let the sand flow. It's all okay. Good. More space, more light. Invite your spirit in more. And relax. Good. I have changed. I have transformed. I'm grateful to everyone we just worked with. And they have their own. I asked them to go back to their own lives in their own genetic system. Good. Excellent. They go back to their own lives. Good. And I asked them to bless me because I've changed on every level. I've taken my life back. I'm in my genetic system now. And they're in their own places now and they go back to their own lives. I'm grateful to them all with respect and love and honor. Complete. Done. I am that I am different now.
I'm different now. Yeah, that's right.
I'm in my genetic place.
Beautiful.
Good. So you're in your genetic place. So then you can start working with your family then.
So anyone, anytime you feel like overwhelmed or too much, just download this podcast and re-listen to it afterwards. Yeah. So we're going to go out for a quick break and when we come back, we'll kind of wrap things up and let you know how you can find out more about Damien. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
I am free, right where I am. Piece of a puzzle, a part of the plan. I am free. I cleaned up my debt. I take time to accept all the beauty around me. I won't walk like a slave.
Beautiful voice of Sloane Wainwright. I don't know. I miss my old hosts. They've been gone for a little while, but she's enjoying her grandson born down in Florida. That's why they're not doing her show anymore. But they'll be back. They'll come back as guests sometime. So, Damien, during the break, we were actually talking here in studio about the value of perhaps listening to this more than once. That this is a practice that can help
Absolutely. I find the first time is almost like the fireworks, and then you go into the subtle layers, and the subtle layers are very important. Okay. So, yeah, you can listen to recording, or I have many recordings that are coming onto my website as well, Damien Nguyen. Just my name.
Spell that for me.
Damien _ Nguyen, Wynne at gmail.com. Or sorry, at...
Damien dash Wynne, Wynne.com.
Yeah, yeah. And all, and then you'd be referred to Mary's website, Sacred mm-hmm. Gathering and Events, mm-hmm. For all the information in New York. But I'm working all over the world. But you can access all the recordings.
And typically, just because, you know, we do have a worldwide audience, what countries do you tend to travel to?
Well, at the moment, I'm traveling all over Germany, Switzerland, mm-hmm. Austria. Mm-hmm. I will be going to London soon as well, I feel, next year. Okay. I was there before. Spain and Turkey, and then here, of course, as well.
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah. So no matter where you are, you know, you should check out his website and check out, you know, his travel schedule. You ever going to make it to the Far East in Japan, Korea?
That's
China?
Interesting. That's coming up. I feel it's coming. It? Yes. I will. Yeah. I have a feeling
they would love you in China and Japan.
Absolutely. I've worked with a lot of Japanese, actually, and I've been there.
Before we bring Mary on, I just want to ask you, what have you personally gotten from this work? I mean, you've helped so many people in so many places. I mean, I'm sure it's tremendously fulfilling, but I'm sure, like, the same type of healing that you're helping people with, you're getting yourself. But I mean, really, like, in the core of your being, what are you getting from this work?
I feel I'm getting richer and fuller and stronger and more male and more satisfied and more joy and more complete. I see that we're, like, if you imagine the last vessel and this piece of the last missing or jigsaw puzzle. So I feel that everywhere I go, every person I meet, every group I do, I'm getting a piece of my jigsaw back. So I feel my vessel's getting stronger and stronger, stronger, and I feel much better in myself. I feel so blessed and honored. I never go in with the belief system that I'm the teacher. Mm-hmm. I go in that we're here to connect as a unity, mm-hmm. and we're exchanging the jigsaw pieces, mm-hmm. you know, and it's beautiful, and I love it. It's really, really, it's beautiful. It's such a blessing.
Any sense of what the future holds for Damien Nguyen?
or is I feel
it just
a huge
mystery.
It's perfect the way it is, yes. And animals usually come to me a lot, for symbolizing, and snakes, venomous snakes, always cross my path. So I nearly stood on a venomous snake there about 3 weeks ago. I was walking in Turkey, and they always do come in. So I always have the same thing happening, and that usually shows when I'm about to take a huge transformation.
Snakes are very symbolic for transformation. Yeah.
So I feel there's a very big transformation coming into my life. As I say, I'm moving back to an island in Greece, so I can feel the connection there, and I can feel that the gods there are supporting me, and I was doing meditations there. So I can feel that it's like there's something, I feel my core is much stronger, and there's something happening on a much bigger scale in the next year or two, which I feel very good about. It feels beautiful. Very, very beautiful, very nourishing for me.
Beautiful.
So I'm excited.
I look forward to seeing that.
Yes, me too.
So let me just, for the people who are local here in New York, Damien is in town today, November 7th, and this weekend, and we have, of course, our dear friend Mary, who is the person who originally introduced me to Damien so many years ago and has brought so many wonderful healers and teachers to the studio here. You want to let people know how they can find out more about what he's doing?
Yes, thanks, Sam. Always so great to be here with you. Thank you. So this weekend, starting with this evening, November 7th, the event is called Your Genetic DNA Family Seat, mm-hmm. and that's from 8 to 10 o'clock. Saturday evening, we have Reclaiming Your Sexuality, and Sunday evening, Integrating Your Soul into the Now so you can live in your divine power. And all this information can be found on sacredgatheringsandevents.com. You'll click on events. You'll see Damien's name, and everything will be there. And it's all the events are in the same venue, which is in Soho. It's very easy to get to on the N or the R train.
Right. Well, a lot of trains actually go close there. You get to see the A, everything. And so they're all evening events.
They're all evening events. This evening is from 8 to 10. Saturday and Sunday is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can either sign up online or you can just show up, please, right. And it'll be cash at the door.
Right. Anyone who receives the newsletter for Talking Alternative, there's a banner on the side for Sacred Gathering events on our newsletter. You can just click through on that banner.
Great. Thanks, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so
much.
Seeing you, Sam, being on the show again. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure to kind of see you grow because you've been on the show back in 2010 when I first launched, in 2011, 2012. I'm not sure. I don't think you came by last year in 2013. I don't
sure.
know if we had
I
you. Well, we did.
Did.
Oh,
did,
we did.
Yes.
Oh, we did. Yeah, so, yeah. you know, this is like your yearly visit. You
exactly.
know? I have to catch you, you know, when you're in town real quick. So thank you so much for taking the time. It's always such
good
a pleasure
friend.
Having you
good
here.
Good friend. Thank you.
And really stay connected.
Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, I really do encourage people, if you, you know, the meditation, you know, download this podcast, keep it around, you know, whenever you're feeling not quite right, you know, tune in and just listen to that. Go to Damien's website and get some of the other recordings that
he
has.
And it's different every time because you're different every time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, this work never gets stale. That's
never.
One of the things that I love about it.
That's what I was promised years ago.
And things. And it was really quite something. Even from that short meditation, I get something different. And so just a couple of quick announcements before we wrap up. So this is my last live show this month. I'm going on a well-deserved break out of town. I haven't had a break for over a year and a half. But I do have some amazing guests lined up. Next week's show was pre-recorded with a wonderful teacher and healer, Peter Roth, who did my human design chart. So if you want to learn all about me, your conscious consultant, it was quite a fun show. And we really using me as an example of how human design works and how much you can really learn from that. So I encourage you to tune in next week for that show. And then the show after that, another wonderful healer, Jacqueline Warner. Oh, my God. She'll kill me. I can't remember last time. I think Jacqueline Warner from Hong Kong happens to be in town. And we're recording a wonderful interview. She's, you know, she knows royalty. She's a Swiss national living in Southeast Asia. An amazing healer. And I just happened to catch her during a couple of days when she was in town. So we had a wonderful, wonderful conversation. So please tune in for that as well. Thanksgiving week, November 27th and 28th. No new live shows. We're taking a break. Thanksgiving. We do take holidays here occasionally. And I'll be back live in December. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Mary and Damien, for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you, Damien.
And please stay tuned. Coming up next, our 21st century entrepreneur, JC Maldonado, with all kinds of great tips and techniques and knowledge and experience for business in today's world. You're sure to learn lots. So tune into him, followed by a brand new live in studio show of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you real soon.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.